Today is Friday, December 13th. What to know today about a big step toward a trade deal, a big win affecting Brexit, and a new number like 911 coming soon. Plus, Google's interpreter on your phone, get a rental car from Lyft, and the brightest meteor shower of the year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A vote is now set for today after a late night and drawn-out battle between parties over impeachment. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee postponed the vote on the two articles of impeachment after 11 p.m. Eastern time last night, telling lawmakers he wants to give them time to, quote, search their conscience before deciding. And the Washington Post reports this comes after 13 hours of debate yesterday. Republicans criticized the whole process and made efforts to change or pare down the articles of impeachment. Democrats blocked it every time, saying there is clear evidence impeachment is necessary. Still, the articles of impeachment will likely pass through the House committee today, meaning the entire House could vote as soon as next week. President Trump is just the fourth president in U.S. history to face possible impeachment and could become only the third to actually be impeached. If he is, it's then up to the Senate on whether or not to remove him from office. Today, the world's two largest economies may move forward with what's being called a Phase One trade deal. It's essentially the first step of an agreement to help ease tension in the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China. If all goes according to plan, the Wall Street Journal reports, the new tariff set for this Sunday that would put an extra tax on basically all Chinese goods coming into the U.S. would be canceled, and existing tariffs on Chinese goods would be cut. In fact, the journal cites sources who say the U.S. may announce some tariff cuts today. In exchange, China would be expected to buy $50 billion worth of U.S. agricultural goods in 2020. As of early this morning, this is not a fully done deal, and we've seen officials get close to a deal before only to see it collapse. That said, President Trump and other officials are apparently pretty optimistic this time, and CNBC reports stocks have already gone up from the news that this was in the works. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed yesterday with record highs. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson just had a huge victory, while his opponent, Jeremy Corbyn, not only called it a disappointing night, he now says he'll also step down as the leader of the opposition party. Election results show Corbyn's party lost important seats in Parliament after yesterday's snap election. It all means Boris Johnson's gamble is paying off. Remember, Johnson called for a general election in the UK, risking his own position as prime minister in the hopes of ending the political deadlock over Brexit. And it seems it worked. The AP reports early results show Johnson is expected to win a majority in Parliament, and this should make it much easier for him to get Parliament to sign off on his Brexit deal. That would mean the UK may finally, actually, leave the European Union. CNN reports Johnson wants to deliver Brexit by the end of next month and then negotiate a new trade agreement with the EU over the next year. Back in the US, you can expect more Democratic debates before the party picks its presidential nominee. The Hill reports there are now four more debates on the schedule for next year, one in January and three in February. And for the first time, Apple News is co-hosting one with other news organizations. So is Twitter. These debates come at a crucial time, too, because it's during early primaries. But first, the next debate is coming up. It's next Thursday. Authorities are now investigating a deadly shooting at a Jewish market on Tuesday as an act of domestic terrorism. They say they found evidence, including social media posts and a manifesto-style document, that show the two shooters were fueled by hatred of both Jews and police. The shooters, a man and a woman, first killed a detective at a cemetery in Jersey City, then stormed a nearby kosher market and opened fire. And it turned into a shootout with police for hours. CBS News reports they brought four guns into the store and fired hundreds of rounds, killing three more people. The suspects died in the gun battle, and Reuters reports authorities believe they acted alone. It's meant to be like 911, but specifically to be a suicide prevention and mental health crisis hotline. The new three-digit, easy-to-remember number would be 988. The FCC voted this week to make it a real thing, but it still has to go through public comment and start the rulemaking process. Once it's finally good to go, CNN reports 988 would be directed to the existing National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Right now, that's a 10-digit 800 number. It still received more than 2 million calls last year. Experts think the new 3-digit version will make it easier for people to get help and reduce the stigma associated with mental health conditions. So it could save lives. Hope for clear skies tonight because the final meteor shower of the decade is here, and NASA considers it one of the best meteor showers of the year. It's the Geminid meteor shower, and CBS News reports you should be able to see it tonight and early tomorrow morning all over the world, though the best view will be here in the Northern Hemisphere. That said, the full moon may give it some competition. The extra light from the moon means we may only be able to see a fraction of the meteors, so 20 per hour instead of 60 or 100. Still, experts say it's worth checking out. The so-called shooting stars we will see are expected to be more colorful and impressive than usual. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for today's sponsor. I used to love shopping because even one new accessory can help you feel your best and ready to take on the day. But now, I don't always have the time to go to the store or to keep up with the season's latest trends. That's why I'm always so excited and a bit relieved to get my FabFitFun box in the mail. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box, and I know it always has some great accessories for the new season. The latest winter box, for example, which is available now, came with an adorable Rebecca Minkoff beanie set that I've already set aside to pack for our trip to Minnesota for the holidays. But one of the things I love most about FabFitFun is that you get a variety of great products. We're talking 8 to 10 full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products worth more than $200. Yet, each box is just $49.99. And you can use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Now, back to the news. Major League Baseball is changing its drug policy. USA Today reports the league will now start to test for opioids. Players who test positive will be put in a treatment program rather than suspended. And education programs on the dangers of opioid use are also now mandatory for teams and players. And there's a tragic reason for this change. A Los Angeles Angels pitcher, Tyler Skaggs, overdosed earlier this year. So the MLB Players Association says players are on board with the new rules. And they hope this will help the national opioid epidemic. At the same time, the MLB has taken marijuana off of its list of banned substances. Also in sports, 10 former NFL players are now charged with fraud. Federal prosecutors say the retired football players, including former stars like Clinton Portis, were involved in a multi-million dollar scheme, making phony claims to the league's healthcare benefit program. An attorney for some players like Portis say they're innocent and did not know their involvement was illegal. Google just expanded a tool to help you talk to people who speak a different language. USA Today reports it's called Interpreter Mode, and it was launched earlier this year for smart speakers and displays, but it hasn't been available for your phone until now. You just have to download the Google Assistant app, then TechCrunch says the feature will kick in when you say something like, "Help me speak Italian," or "Be my Spanish translator." Google will then translate your conversation in real time and even offer smart replies to help keep the combo going. The feature can now translate 44 languages. Lyft will now offer car rentals. The Verge says users just have to click the key icon in their normal app and they can rent a car. Engadget says the idea is that you can rent a car on the same app you would use to grab a ride, and you don't have to deal with the service counters. In fact, to start, the ride-sharing app will cover some of the costs of taking a Lyft to and from the pickup and drop-off spots. The Lyft rentals have no mileage limits and can be taken for up to 2 weeks. A rental car starts at $35 a day. For now, it's only available in San Francisco and Los Angeles, but of course, it could expand. It's Lyft's first big effort to compete directly with rental car companies like Hertz and a way for Lyft to diversify. But keep in mind, even companies like Hertz have struggled to compete with people just grabbing an Uber or Lyft instead of renting cars. Hulu says it will start rewarding users who binge watch, as in they watch a bunch of episodes in a row. Engadget says Hulu will use machine learning to predict when users will start to binge shows. And once viewers reach the third episode, Hulu will make their next episode ad-free or give them a special offer from one of the sponsors. The goal is to keep people watching for even longer and give advertisers more options. The new binge ads on Hulu are expected to start soon. And also in entertainment, Beyoncé's album Lemonade scored the number one spot on AP's list of the top 15 albums of the decade. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show. And by the way, if you sign up this morning, you'll sign up in time to get our weekly newsletter today. It comes out every Friday with quick news recaps, company updates, and other fun things like some of my favorite gifts for the holidays. Sign up at thenewsworthy.com. Just scroll to the bottom of the homepage and sign up right there. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode right in your podcast app. You'll see today's show notes. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.